get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. Golf is the language spoken here every Sunday morning on Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenoff coming your way from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Thanks for listening, and thanks for making Tee to Green a part of your Sunday, whether you're listening at home, in the car, in the office, if you have to work today, the locker room, or the clubhouse. You know, we do appreciate it. We got a great show for you today, and for all of our lady golfer friends out there, we know how tough it can be to find a group of twosome or a foursome or a threesome to go out and play golf with. Well, our friend Nancy Collins in Denver has the answer to that. A few years back, she started a little organization called Sassy Golf, and Nancy is going to be back on the show with us today to talk about Sassy Golf and how far they've come in the short few years that they've been around and what the future may hold for Sassy Golf and for all you lady golfers out there. Also joining us on Tee to Green today, another guest that we haven't had on for a while. He's back this time with a whole different persona. Doug Wirt will be joining us. He is the general manager of the Sports Skills Golf and Tennis Center here in Colorado Springs, and we're going to be talking to him about that. It's brand new, and we're going to get some ideas from Doug as to what direction they plan on going with the Sports Skills Golf and Tennis Center. That's coming up today here on Tee to Green. In addition to that, Broadmoor assistant pro Mark Kebble has some golf tips coming your way.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's Tee to Green, the golf show. We're also online at teetogreenradio.com, our website. Be sure to check us out there. And on Facebook, too, you can access our Facebook page from teetogreenradio.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, going to tee it up next with Nancy Collins as we continue on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio and Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
La, 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 la.
Why does sales exec Rob Taylor stay at La Quinta? Because with La Quinta's new mobile site, Rob can hold a room at the last minute with one finger and his phone number.
Bam!
This makes Rob one confident son of a gun. And when Rob's one confident son of a gun, you know what he does in his meeting?
And here's the sales pitch. Oh, that one is crushed!
He knocks it out of the park! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Instant hold your next successful stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
You found it. Destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. This portion of Tee to Green, presented in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's right. They've been around 100 years, a century of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide. They're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. If you're out of the area, call 719-471-9900. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff on a beautiful spring day here in Colorado. And thanks for joining us today on Tee to Green. How you doing, Jerry?
All right. Earth Day today, and later on you and I are going to go out and enjoy some nature.
We're going to move some earth?
Well, yeah, maybe. You know, yeah, we're going to hit the mountain course at the Broadmoor here
and move some
later
earth.
This
yeah.
morning and perhaps move a little earth, you know, 2 inches at a time yeah. or something like that.
Hopefully yeah. it's only two. Yeah, it'll be good to get out there and enjoy some fresh air, sunshine, and hit that little white ball around. On the show today, our friend Doug Wirth back with us on Tee to Green from Sports Skills Golf and Tennis Center in Colorado Springs. We'll catch up with Doug and see what's new in his world. It's been a while since we talked to him, and it's been a while since we had our next guest on the show. We saw her just the other night. She threw a great party up in the Denver area to kick off the Colorado golf season. And from Sassy Golf, happy to have back with us on Tee to Green this morning, Nancy Collins. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Very good. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Thanks for having us at the party the other night. Great job again. And, boy, what can we say? Just about anybody who was anybody in golf in Colorado showed up. And I guess that's the whole idea behind it, isn't it?
That's definitely part of it. And I have to say, Colorado has been so wonderful at embracing Sassy Golf because, gosh, when I first met you guys 4 years ago, I was a scared kid going, I don't know anything about golf. I just want to get out on the golf course more often. So everyone's been amazing. So it was a fun party. I was pretty blown away myself, to be honest. It was very pretty.
So it's been 4 years since you started Sassy Golf.
Yeah, 4 years. And I just quit my day job March 1st.
Oh, so I'm, okay.
Well, I also got a roommate to help with the cost there, but I just figured I want this year maybe to be the year of the sassy, as I'm saying.
The year of the sassy, I like that. So let's go back then to 4 years, maybe even longer before that, and the idea behind Sassy Golf and why you started it.
You know, I was new to Denver, and before I had moved here, I was a competitive horseback rider. So I was always doing something outside, and I was in what's called full training with a German dressage instructor, and I just had always been a real dedicated athlete. But when I started golfing, when I moved here and bought a whole bunch of lessons at Golf Tech, I realized it's a really, really hard sport. And then I didn't have anyone to golf with. So I literally woke up one morning and said, I'm going to start a group or a club to have other women like me that aren't very good, that are embarrassed, don't know how to play this game, don't know all the rules, and do it in a way that's more, I'd say, women girly friendly than the more competitive leagues.
Did you find that a lot of women were kind of in the same boat with you? They had no one to play with, and they felt the same way?
Yes, it's incredible. Literally, I'd say, you know, the old 80-20 rule. We're your wives, your girlfriends, your sisters, your coworkers. We're the women who just want to recreationally golf, but want to do it in a very fun, laid-back way that you're not having all of the handicaps and not threatened by the sport. So when I first started, I literally was handing out business cards. I remember it was August at a preseason Broncos game, and I'm like, do you want to golf with me? Does your girlfriend want to golf with me? I've run out of friends. I need to rent some friends who want to golf with me. And all
if
of a
I did that, I'd get arrested.
Yeah, right. And in the first year, we had 150 members, and this year, I think we'll be definitely over 400, if not a little bit more. So it's fun, you know, and it's variety, and also it's on our time schedules. I mean, a lot of us. I mean, I don't have children, but I'm 47. I am divorced. I was working a full-time job and Sassy Golf. I just needed variety and flexibility. So it's pay and play as you go, always, though, including the golf lesson for 45 minutes, 9 holes, golf cart, and a drink of your choice with every round.
Nancy, one of the things I think that you talked about with me way back in the beginning was that, you know, there are golf leagues for women at various places, but most of those require you know, 8, 10, 12 weeks every Tuesday for a stretch right. like that. And a lot of people can't do that. What you're doing with, you know, different locations for starters, and then, you know, this week it's Monday, next week it's Thursday or whatever, that's the thing that's really worked well for you, isn't it?
It really has. You know, even from the beginning, I was golfing a minimum of one, mostly two times a week. This year it's 2 to 3. So one week it's a Monday, Tuesday, and a Friday. The next week it's a Wednesday, Saturday. The next week it's Thursday, Friday. And the majority of the tee times are also after work, last tee times of the day. However, we do sprinkle, you know, 2 to 3 times a month weekend play, as well as I do sprinkle some morning play. But with 9 holes, the golf courses are looking for 18 holes. But, yeah, the key thing has been that the morning they wake up, they can go, oh, wow, where is Sassy Golf playing today? And it's a Tuesday, and they know that they'll be able to get on the tee time because I pre-purchase a lot of tee times because I really built this for me. I wanted to find friends to golf with, and I wanted it to be at a variety of different golf courses and having fun, hence the cocktail with every round.
Nancy Collins, Sassy Golf, is with us today here on TD Green. Nancy, are all your little get-togethers, your golf outings, are they all 9 holes?
You know, the majority of them are, but I have an 18-hole event almost every month. And then we have 9 in wines. So we have the 9 holes and then wine tasting after, and that's with the men. So we do have at least 2, sometimes 3 events a month where the men can be invited and come and play with us. But 18 holes about once every 4 to 6 weeks.
Is that is the wine and nine is or nine and wine? What were wine 9 and?
I know it's 9 and wine. I said it wrong.
Is that all at the same time, or is that split one before the other? There.
It's 9 and then the wine.
Okay.
Okay. Is that new? Is that something new?
You know, I've done it the last 2 seasons, and they have been such a big success. Because I find more and more, I mean, like you guys, the men are like, hey, how can we get more involved with Sassy Golf? And actually, the next model of Sassy Golf, hopefully coming out next season with my new website, is going to offer a lot more golf for men as well.
All right. Jerry.
Nancy, I know one of the things that you want to do is kind of, you know, franchise this name and this idea out, and you're kind of taking this year to try and, you know, expand the whole idea. How are you going to do that, and how's it going so far?
You know, so far so good. It's definitely the pie in the sky dream. If not, and Sassy Golf is just in Denver or in Colorado Springs and this whole area, I'll be so happy because I love it. I love the people so, so much. And I'm fulfilling a need I can find, so it makes me feel like I'm giving back because we also give back to the community as well. But the business plan is done. The numbers are working. It will be a success. I have several people a month constantly emailing saying, hey, when can you be in Chicago? When are you coming to Florida? When are you coming to Atlanta? but I need the business partners, and I need an operations person. I'm the touchy-feely, lovey-dovey. As you guys could tell, I mean, I've been in PR and marketing and branding really my whole career, so the touchy-feely, artsy stuff works for me. The business side is what I'm needing now. So as soon as that happens, I think it'll expand quickly because I've been building brands my whole career, so it's ready to go. All the ducks are in a row. Now it's just finding somebody who has the skill set that I don't have to help duplicate it.
Nancy Collins, Sassy Golf. Nancy, is there a way that people can contact you or find out more information?
Yes, please. My email is nancy@sassygolf.net, or you can go to sassygolf.net, and there is a Contact Us button as well.
All right. Hey, I hear the music. I got a couple more questions for you. Can you stick around?
I can. I would love to. Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, we got to go into a break right now, but we'll come back, and we'll continue with our guest, Nancy Collins, Sassy Golf, sassygolf.net. That's the website. And we'll continue on the other side with Nancy. Coming up later in the hour, Doug Wirt, Sports Skills Golf and Tennis Center here in Colorado Springs. Another longtime friend of Tita Green, as we are live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. You could link to the Sports Byline website from our website, titagreenradio.com. You can also check us out on Facebook through our website, titagreenradio.com as well. Back after this.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For 3 decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Helbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today I want to talk to you about course management and how to make your way around the golf course, trying to stay away from big numbers and deflation as far as your round goes. If faced with a situation where the pin is tucked behind a deep bunker and you have a medium iron in your hand, any approach iron, say a 7-iron, and you're not a good bunker player, it does not make sense to try to go over that very penal bunker to a tucked pin where you'd have to hit your career shot in order to keep it on the green. If faced with that situation, go for the fat part of the green, dump it on, take your two putts, take your par, and happily go on your way. Oftentimes, people will penalize themselves twice. They'll try to hit a shot they don't have to a very difficult pin position, in which case they put themselves in a deep bunker, and they don't have a great bunker game either, and they might take three to get out from there. When faced with situations where you're wondering what to do, always, always hit to the fat part of the green, keep your score in low numbers, and move on to the next hole.
For more on course management, visit teetogreenradio.com or visit your nearest PGA professional.
Show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, live every Sunday from the 5-Star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Transportation on Tee to Green, provided by STI Fleet Services, Denver office, and the Hyundai Motor Company. This week's Drive of the Week, the 2012 Hyundai Veloster. Interesting vehicle. It scored 41.5 out of 50 on the T to Green Drive Scale. That's drivability, rideability, image, value, and economy. Find out what we liked and didn't like about the 2012 Hyundai Veloster, the Drive of the Week, at teetogreenradio.com.
How do you spell that?
V-E-L-O-S-T-E-R.
Uh-huh.
Veloster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Doug Word will be joining us in just a little bit. We continue with Nancy Collins from Sassy Golf. SassyGolf.net, Sassy, S-A-S-S-Y, S as in Sam, S-A-S-S-Y, SassyGolf.net. Nancy, you mentioned one of the things that comes with a membership to Sassy Golf is golf lessons. Are those optional, or how does that work?
You know, when you actually join Sassy Golf, you get two lessons included in the package. And one is a 45-minute one-on-one lesson with Eli Haskell out at the Colorado Golf Academy. He's just amazing and has been with me since I started. He came up to me at the Golf Expo when I first met you guys. He's like, "Who are you?" I'm like, "Just a girl who's trying to find people to golf with, right?" And I started taking lessons with him, and he just loves the women in the group so much. He donates his time to help build golf in Denver and get more women out there. And
I met him at the party the other night. Yeah. He was at the party.
Did
I met him.
You guys meet him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a great guy. I figured maybe you guys would have known him, but he's a super guy. He'd be somebody you'd want to get on your show. He's just a great person and knows so much about golf, and he's such a giver. And that's why I think all of us at Sassy Golf love him so much. And then Elena King, it's great to have a female instructor. She owns a company called Experience Golf out at Commons Ground. She does some on-course lessons with me. So everyone who joins Sassy Golf gets a one-hour on-course lesson with Elena, and that helps people learn all sorts of things from chipping, pitching, to etiquette, to putting, actually applying it on the golf course.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, Nancy, during your golf outings, too, you have a little lesson session before you go out and play, and then you mentioned that everybody gets a drink ticket from the beverage cart or something too. When you put this plan together, did you go to these local to some of the clubs and say, "Here's what I want to do," or did they kind of help you say, "Well, maybe we can do this for your group"? How did that all come together, and how tough was that to get all that going?
Actually, it was I came up with it. The first person I sat down with was Bill Ramsey at Lone Tree. And then on the same day, I went up to Homestead, which is a city course, a part of Fox Hollow. And I said, guys, I would like an all-inclusive price with a golf lesson, 9 halls, golf carts, and a drink of our choice. We want to relax. We want to have fun. I want to make it comfortable. It's what I want. I was building it for me, to be honest. It was, at first, it was just a club. So when I was coming to the golf courses, I'm like, you know, I'm a serious athlete, but I'm competitive with myself. I don't want to be competitive with everybody else. I certainly don't want to go and get a handicap. I didn't know the first thing about handicaps. And to be honest, I really still don't. You know, I'm just now starting to get more involved with that through the CWGA here in Colorado. But, yeah, they were so nice. They're like, okay, you're going to bring girls after work, 9 holes. You want a lesson and a drink? Sure, here's your price. And that meant I would pass that price all-inclusive on to the girls. And that's how it started.
So you're up
and
to
it's still,
like...
It's still that way.
Yeah, so you're up to like 400 members now?
Yeah, we really are. And, yeah, and we usually have between anywhere between 18 and 30-ish players per event. You know, early season it's 16, 18 people. Prime season it's 24 to 40 people per event. And I pre-purchase a lot of the tee times, and I set up modified shotguns where I can. And the golf courses are just really all arms. They're like, Nancy, thank you for marketing to a demographic that we want to target. And I'm doing it for women that are like me. So I still don't look at myself as in the golf industry as much as I am. I'm just a girl who's selling an experience that happens to be golf.
Yeah. So are there any criteria for joining? I mean, other than you have to be female, right?
You do have to be female, although I will be adding a little version for men, but a little different, I think, than that'll be next year. But, it can be a brand-new golfers who've never tried a golf club all the way up to advanced golfers, and you'll be surprised. I really have both spectrum. I'd say, you know, 20% are the advanced, you know, more stronger intermediates, and they don't have anyone to golf with, and they want to get away from their, you know, work, busy schedules, lives, you know, husbands, et cetera, kids. And then the brand-new golfers that have never touched a golf club. And I have a mentoring program now that every time somebody golfs who's an intermediate or above, I ask them on this particular round, would they like to mentor a new golfer if they happen to be in their foursome? And they can say yes or no. So when you have that brand-new golfer who's maybe only hit the ball a few times or taken a few lessons, that they have a little coach within those nine holes. And the women seem to really be liking it. They're like, wow, I've been there before.
Nancy, the women's golf demographic is one that's been pretty volatile the last, you know, 6, 12 years, whatever. A lot of players coming into the game, but just as many dropping out on the women's side, too. How has your retention rate been from year one up till now?
You know, I am finding that the more and more comfortable the girls are seeing it to be, the more and more they're sticking to it. I would say right now I'm getting probably about 20% of the people re-signing on. And even the other night when you guys were at the party, there's a lot of women that are coming back. And it seems to be more that they're just too busy than they're fearful of the game. So that's a really big plus. You know, and the PGA has asked me to be on a committee with them. It's called a Connect with Her committee to help get the retention up, you know, have there be more retention for the women golfers. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's just trying to continue to make it for the women demographic, and we'll stick around.
Excellent. I'm glad to see the PGA taking an interest and seeing some value in what you're doing there as well with Sassy Golf. Nancy Collins is our guest. Nancy, I noticed at the party the other night, it was pretty much all ages. It may be skewed a little toward younger golfer or younger females that were there. And by the way, it was a pretty good-looking group as well. Jerry took notice of that.
I told you you'd have fun up there.
what is your demographics like? Are you getting a pretty broad range age-wise of people joining?
Yeah. You know, 60% of the members are, I would say, 35 to 55, believe it or not. I mean, I'm right in the middle at 47, but 60% are 35 to 55. You know, the 20-year-olds to about the, you know, early 30s, they're 20% of the membership base. and then the other 20% are 55 and above. And really the funniest part about the whole thing is the older women who've been on all the leagues in the past, they're the sassiest ones of them all, not the younger ones.
All right. And you're starting one for men next year. Is it going to be Sassy Golf for Men, or have you come up with a name yet?
You know, it's not going to really be like that. I'm just going to be adding an added social element.
Okay.
That if you're a man, you'll have access to all of the women golfers, so that it's going to be set up where you can join, and then you'll get emails from me all the time with all the open and co-ed events, and then you can have access to all of these other women and men to golf with in your own community within golf.
All right. We're out of time. SassyGolf.net for all membership information, et cetera, et cetera. 4 years and going strong, Nancy Collins, Sassy Golf. Nancy, thanks for joining us today.
You guys, thank you so much. I'm honored and flattered to be on your show. Thanks so much again, really.
Doug Wirt next on Tee to Green.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about a couple of specialty shots from around the green. The first being, if your ball comes to rest a yard or so from the green in not too long a grass, you have a pin position which has some distance between the edge of the green and yourself. Think about using a fairway wood to roll that ball towards your target. What this does is prevent the chili dip, gets the ball rolling towards your target, and it's a much easier shot to get out of situations like that. It takes a little bit of practice. Choke down on the club, right down to the metal, stand over the ball a bit more. Practice this out on the toe of the club a wee bit, like a putting stroke. You'll get better at this in a hurry. The second one is if you have a putter in your hand and you think you're on the green and you're not, but your golf cart is 50 yards away or so, you can get pretty darn good with a putter from off the green, even if the grass is a little higher. And how you do this is play the ball way back in your stance, behind your back foot. Pick the club straight up in the air with your hands and hit the ball on a descending blow. It'll hop over the trouble onto the green, and the spin imparted on the ball will get it rolling towards its target. You want your hands forward on this shot like you're going to hit a chip. Pick the club straight up with your hands, hit it with a descending blow. The spin imparted will get it going towards your target.
For more on getting the ball up and down, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your nearest PGA professional.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. You found it, Tee to Green, from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. We're here each and every Sunday. Thank you so much for joining us. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff. This portion of the show brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide, 501 North Cascade, here in Colorado Springs. You can call if you're out of the area, 719-471-9900. Our next guest, an old friend of Tee to Green. Haven't had him on the show for a while. Haven't seen him for a while, but he's here right now to talk about his brand new venture. And we're happy to have with us Doug Wirt on the show today. Hi, Doug. How you doing?
Doing great, guys. Great to be back. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you again. So you're with the Sports Skills Golf and Tennis Center, and it's fairly new, isn't it?
About just over a year old, yes. Yeah, Sports Skills was founded by my owner a year and a half ago, and the whole idea behind the indoor center is to provide the opportunity for instruction, practice, and play opportunities in both golf and tennis. The tennis focuses on kids' tennis.
Okay, and the golf's for everybody?
Yeah, every age, definitely, yep.
Now, your title is General Manager, Director of Instruction. How big of a component is instruction in all of this?
Instruction is a very big component in what we're doing there. We have indoor putting greens, so we can work on short game, work on putting. We've got the PGA Tour About Golf Simulator, which we can use for instruction. We're able to use videotape for the swings, draw lines, slow down the swing for the players so that they can see things that we're working on with them in the swing. The simulator also allows the opportunity for them to play golf. There's over 40 golf courses around the world on that, including St. Andrews and Sea Pines, where they play the Heritage. Mm-hmm. And then in the back of the facility, we have an indoor driving range that is about 25 yards deep, got four hitting stations. And so the instruction programs we're offering are for every age. We also have a great junior program going to this point. That's our other instructor, Jonathan Drawn, is doing that and running that for us. And then we're offering the Get Golf Ready program as well. I've already kicked that off and got two classes going.
Do you have a plaid jacket for the Sea Pines Heritage?
Yeah.
Doug, when I was in there getting the tour from one of your gals, a month or so back, I saw a list up there, and you have like this, and maybe you have men and women too, but there was a list of, you had like this women's golf league that played on the simulator over the winter, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. There was a group of women from the Air Force Academy that play out at the Eisenhower in the summer, and we were able to get them inside so that they could play continuously through the winter. And I just had one of the players the other day tell me she had gone outside to play after the league had been playing, and she said, I can't believe how much better it was for me transitioning into the spring, going outside, having the opportunity to play inside during the winter.
And not lose that edge.
Exactly, yeah, and that's what she said. She's a pretty good player herself, and she was really excited about that, how that happened for her, that the transition was much easier going into the spring.
So, yeah, that's one of the things that I had to kind of do, having lived in Los Angeles for a while. When I came, played all year long, obviously, and then when I moved up here, I had that 5-month gap, and I know what she's saying exactly, yeah.
Yeah, because I moved out here from Pennsylvania, and, of course, Pennsylvania, there was no golf in the winter, basically. We closed the golf course there at Penn State where I came from. And so I know we have the opportunity here and there throughout the winter in Colorado, but this is a great way to continue playing during the winter and play on that simulator. It's one of the best in the industry. It's the About Golf PGA Tour simulator, so it's a really nice, very realistic. And so we also have all the instruction programs in there as well. So we're doing private instruction, group instruction.
Doug Word is here, Sports Skills Golf and Tennis Center. He's the general manager, director of instruction, the center here in Colorado Springs. Been open about a year. Doug, where did this whole idea come from for this type of center?
My owner, her name's Grace Kearns, and she is a tennis person herself, played a lot of tennis. The store that we're in was at one time a old carpet warehouse, and being the owner of the commercial property there, they decided instead of bringing another person in, she had this vision for a golf and tennis center, and it was her idea. She's the one that came up with it and designed the center, and I think it's just a great design because, like I said, we've got the two putting greens. And then it's separated in the back from the driving range and the tennis, and a very welcoming environment in there. And she did a great job with that. And we've also opened now a Sports Skills Diamond Sports. So we have also indoor batting cages as well in a different part of the shopping center. And that's all been part of her vision.
So is there someone in a similar position like you that handles the tennis side of things?
Yeah, we have a tennis professional. Her name's Carol Abeda. She's a United States Professional Tennis Association member. And Carol focuses right now mostly on kids' tennis, ages 2 to 12. We do the Quick Start tennis program. So it was one that was designed by that association to get kids into tennis. And it's gotten millions of kids into tennis since they've created it. And it's been a big part of what we do there at Sports Skills.
One of the things that I know this is fairly new in the tennis world is, when I started playing tennis, we were always playing on the full-size, courts. But you don't do that in a lot of other sports, in baseball or even basketball. Sometimes you start with a lower rim. The tennis now has shrunk the tennis court for kids, and that's really been a boon for the tennis world, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, and that's exactly what we have there at Sports Skills. We've got the smaller tennis court. So that it's scaled down for the kids and they can enjoy it more rather than playing on that full-size tennis court. And I think you're also seeing a similar move in golf right now with the U.S. Kids Golf and with the kids' tees and
right.
The tee it forward. And so, golf is now stepping into that as well and putting a program like that in place. But the tennis part of what we do there is that. It's the scaled-down tennis. The balls don't bounce as hard, so we have lower compression tennis balls, lower compression tennis rackets, so that it's easier for the kids to learn tennis.
So when you look at your customer base, what are you seeing? Are you seeing just for all ages, all men, women, girls, boys, or is there a particular demographic that you're really hitting?
I think we're seeing it all, and that's what's been exciting. Even in both sports, well, in the tennis, it's mostly kids we're focusing on, but I think we're talking about ways we can start working towards the adult side in some ways outside of Sports Skills. But we're seeing the complete demographic in golf because we've got junior golf all the way up, and I'm providing golf instruction to senior citizens and the older people that are still playing. So it's it's been exciting to see that whole wide range of people we're seeing.
Yeah. So what's the breakdown for people who come there, your customers?
between just coming out and hitting some balls or getting on the simulators versus those who want instruction?
I think we're seeing more instruction. We'd like to see more play on the simulator. I think it's a great, as I talked earlier, it's a great way to get in there and practice and play, because you can practice on the driving range, and even when you practice on the driving range on the simulator, you're able to use the cameras yourself. You're able to see a lot of the statistics on your shots, you know, ball speed, club head speed, approach angle, all of that. If someone really wants to take a look at that and break down their swing, it's an excellent way to come in and practice as well. And then the playing opportunities on that to play the golf courses around the world that you may never get to play, mm-hmm. including Pebble Beach. You know, I think it's
lose any balls.
Exactly. That's what I tell everybody.
or play Pebble when the rain came and left three different times like I did 30 years ago or however long it's been now. Yeah.
Yeah. I tell people the same thing. I've had the opportunity to go to Scotland three times, and every time I play St. Andrews, I think I've taken my rain suit, put my rain suit on and taken it off about four or five times, and I tell them, okay, you can come here and not even worry about that.
Stay bone dry.
Now, do you have simulated wind on some of those courses then, too, or how does that work?
Oh, that's a great question, because if you want reality when you're playing, you can actually do that. Now, I haven't gotten wind machines yet.
Okay.
But the simulator can actually simulate rain, wind, and you can set the difficulty of how you want to play when you play there.
Very good.
Yeah, you can set the weather. So it's a lot of fun, but the instruction programs have been great too. I'm having a blast.
So what are your prices like? Do people come in, pay for an hour, pay for a day, or can you get packages? How's that all set up?
We have all of that. I mean, we have ways you can just come in and pay for the day. Like the simulator, if you want to play it, it's $35 an hour. And that doesn't matter how many people you bring. So if you bring four people, you split the $35 each. That's very affordable. And then our lessons right now, for a 45-minute private lesson is $65. And then we offer a number of different packages that you can explore based upon what's best for you. You know, you can just buy lesson packages, or we have practice and play and instruction packages, where you can buy so many lessons, get so many buckets of balls in the range in the back, and then get so much time in the simulator. And we treat those as memberships. So you have a membership at least for a three-month period and get all of those services for the month.
We haven't told anybody where you're located yet.
All right. Well, we're at 2456 Montebello Square, which is right next door to Colorado Ski and Golf at the corner of Montebello and Academy.
Basically, northeast Colorado Springs.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
northeast part of town.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right off Academy.
Yep.
Okay.
And
yep.
If people are looking you up, it's Sports Skills with a Z at the end of both of those.
That's right.
SportsKillz. How about a phone number?
It is, 387-8100. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We've got a great Facebook page where we put information up there. And then my instruction part of things, I've got my own Facebook page as well.
All right. Doug Wirt, General Manager, Director of Instruction, Sports Skills, Golf, and Tennis Center on Tee to Green.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, smart money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Not done yet. Jerry's here to take us on tour.
Starting with the champions today, the Legends of Golf, the event that got the whole senior tour going. They're playing that event in Savannah now. It's a team competition, and boy, if you're going to watch some golf today, this might be the one because it's going to be a shootout. Brad Bryant and Tom Pertzer and Michael Allen, who won last week, and David Frost, those two teams are at minus 19. Kiten Morgan, North and Clampett, Couples and Haas, Brad Faxon's 50, by the way. He and Jeff Sluman, they're all one shot back, and then there's six teams at two shots back.
So what you're saying is
so,
wide open.
Wide open, and who knows, you know, it could be somebody coming either from further back than that winning. The women are at the brand-new Lotte Championship at Ko'olina, just west of Pearl Harbor. That one's over. That was a Wednesday through Saturday, and Ai Miyazato won the event by four shots. It's her eighth win on tour. Of course, five of those came 2 years ago. She finished a 12-under, four better than Mina Lee and Atha Munoz. And the regular tour at the Texas Open at the TPC San Antonio, Ben Curtis at minus 9. He's three better than Matt Every. Both those guys shot 673 yesterday. Every said he struggled but hung around.
You know, I battled, hung in there. One over is really not that bad, especially if you're not hitting it well. I didn't hit it very good today. But maybe that's my bad round and I get it out of the way without, you know, taking myself out of the tournament.
Curtis says he needs to be a little better off the tee today.
Well, I feel good. I didn't want to go work on the driver a bit and work out the kinks, but we'll see how it goes tomorrow. I'm not going to focus in on what everybody else is doing. I'm just going to try to play good golf.
Curtis, of course, a British Open champion from how long ago, Jay?
A long time ago.
2003.
Been that long already.
Wow. Hasn't won on tour since 06, so... Yeah.
Our thanks to Nancy Collins for joining us on Tee to Green today. Sassy Golf for you ladies out there. Guys, you have a special lady in your life that maybe wants to get started in the game or is playing but wants to do more. SassyGolf.net. Check it out online. And Doug Wirt from the Sports Skills Golf and Tennis Center here in Colorado Springs. Thanks to Doug for taking time to join us today on Tee to Green. That's going to do it. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.